You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the cool pop and geek culture show that don't cop out when the heat's all about. I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Cody.
We have a great show for you this week. Thank you for tuning in. But first, before we get into the news, we have some stuff we've been checking out.
Like Dolomite.
Yeah, that's a reference I just made.
Samantha and I have been playing Firewatch that just came out on the 9th. And it's pretty cool so far. We're about 2 hours in. It's a lot of hiking in the woods. It's like Hiking Simulator, the game.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I've heard. I saw it on Steam because I looked it up, and it actually has Walking Simulator in the tags.
I hate that tag, but we talked about that the other week.
Yeah.
There's a lot more going on than walking in Firewatch 2. There's a lot more than...
It starts off with... I don't want to spoil anything, but it starts off with like a weird Twine game thing.
Yeah, like a lot of text-based decisions at the very head of the game.
Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but it's some pretty tough decisions.
Yeah, you got to make some tough decisions just up at the head of the game that so far don't seem to affect the game itself once you get to it. I'm sure they will. But once you get out of this text-based decisions and it opens up to the beautiful wilderness.
Oh, wow.
You're a fire watch person. You have a big tower that you live in, and you watch for fires.
Okay.
And you talk to a lady in another tower over a walkie-talkie throughout the day. Like, the first part, there's somebody shooting off fireworks, so you got to walk out to where the fireworks are coming from.
You got to walk? You can't take, like a Jeep? Or an ATV?
No.
I know it's set in the 1980s, but they had those.
Well, it's not that far.
But you I'm lazy, to, even digitally lazy.
You have to walk to him and, you know, yell at him for shooting off fireworks. But the forest looks amazing. Like, it's a really pretty game. And just the hiking almost feels kind of relaxing just to do.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
like,
I
I'm
bet.
Sure it'll get really tense later and that'll go away. But but in the beginning, it's actually relaxing like a real hike would be.
Once you unlock dead sprint and light jog.
That's about all I can really say, though, because we're not that far into it. And also, I don't want to spoil anything either.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I think things have just started getting weird, and we don't know what's going on.
Yeah. The dialogue is really well written, though. Extremely well written. Like, it sounds like two people talking to each other.
Who are funny.
Who are funny, yeah. Who also happen to be kind of funny.
Good.
So, like, when we talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of funny. Sure.
Kind of funny.
Hey. Don't put too much out there.
But, like, it's some of the better video game dialogue I've heard in a long time.
It doesn't seem forced or stiff or anything. Feels natural.
Cool.
But if you're into, you know, those narrative kind of games, and, you know, I am, you probably like it. I guess it's pretty good.
You definitely are a connoisseur of the indie.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to sound like a pretentious
I'm not trying to say that. Yeah. I mean, you
got your finger on the pulse.
Well, I definitely like indie games.
You're like knee deep in the indie waste.
Well, I've played video games for a long time, and these are the games that are actually doing things that are different and that are interesting to me. Like, I've played a lot of first person shooters. Like, I've been there. I've done that before. But I've never been, a Firewatch guy. I've never leisurely walked through the woods in a video game.
Or in real life.
You want people to tell you a story now, mostly. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to be told a good story.
Well, this is a good time for it because, I mean, the indie games have really kind of been knocking them out of the park lately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and most of the AAA stuff's been really, like, turd bucket.
Well, not even...
Samey.
It's very the same. Yeah. Very samey. Yeah. That's what I was about to say.
It's like when Halo exploded and everyone was nuts about multiplayer Halo, I was like, I was doing this, you know, like 4 years ago when, like, Unreal Tournament came out.
I know,
Quake
right?
3. I'm like, I don't get why everybody thinks this is so great. I've done this
before.
Because
it was on the consoles.
Would you say that you were into it before it was cool?
Oh, God. Oh, no. I didn't mean to sound that way, but apparently...
I'm joking, dude. It's all right.
It's the most genuine...
But it's true.
Yeah. I mean that in the most genuine way possible. I was into it before it was cool.
Dirty console peasants.
Can I talk about how I played Minecraft before anybody else did? I played Minecraft before it had mobs in it.
Yeah. Oh, when it was just a flat surface?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were sitting there right next to Notch coding it with him?
Yeah.
Why aren't you Swedish? This is weird.
I did start playing Watch Dogs. That's okay. It's a couple years old now. And
I remember seeing it and being really excited because I thought it looked cool, but then the reviews were like, it's not that great.
It's because they promised too much.
Watch Dog. Now, which one was that?
That was the hacker one.
Okay, yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, because it's really confusing because Watch Dog and Sleeping Dogs came out about the same time-ish.
What was the one about the cops that you basically upgraded your armor to make you a superhero?
Oh, that's
Crackdown.
That's Crackdown.
For some reason, I got those two mixed up. I don't know why.
They're both very different shows. They're both like futures.
Very different games, but yeah, okay. Anyway.
Watch Dogs is pretty cool. I mean, I didn't come into it expecting anything because it's years later and nobody talks about it anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, with no expectations is pretty good. It's Grand Theft Auto with hacking. How did I describe it? It's Deus Ex for dumb people by way of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what
Burn.
It is.
The main character kind of sucks.
Oh, he sucks really bad. He doesn't make any sense. Like, he's just this mercenary guy. I don't know what his job is, but he can drive cars and shoot people and also hack really good.
Huh.
And it's like, well, what do you do? Like, why are you here?
He has a certain set of skills.
Yeah. And he's like all concerned about his people hurting his family, but it's not his family, it's his sister's family. Like, the whole backstory is like he was in a job that went wrong. Hacking a hotel or something.
So Tower Heist, that movie starring Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy and Alan Alda. Yeah.
And later he's driving somewhere with his niece and he gets attacked by a bunch of dudes and his niece gets killed.
Oh.
And of course he, you know, he's got feels about that.
Of course.
He's got to protect his family. It's like, it's not your family. It's like your extended family.
Maybe it's the Vin Diesel form of family from The Fast and the Furious.
It's
how
like,
we're all the family.
It's like if it was Taken, but the person Taken wasn't Liam Neeson's daughter. It
was tangentially
like,
related
yeah,
to
Yeah, it was
you?
Like Liam Neeson's cousin's brother.
Liam Neeson's stepdaughter, friend of the family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not really emotionally invested, but, you know.
But he's, like, super, into protecting his family. It's like, it's not really your family.
Maybe.
To the point where his sister is like, stop it. Just stop it, okay? Like, literally, there is a cutscene where they're at the grave of of his niece. And she's like, just cut it out.
Wow.
Like, the story is bad.
But the gameplay is fun, right?
Yeah.
You're real bad at driving.
Oh, I'm That's always what I bad like. At driving in games because I'm impatient.
Flying off of motorcycles.
Yeah. The multiplayer is kind of neat. There's a bunch of different modes, but there's a mode where you hack the other players. And you do this by, it'll teleport you nearby to another player in their world.
Okay.
And you have to get close to them to initiate the hacking and then go hide so they can't find you so you can hack them. You have to stay hidden for so long. And it'll tell you if you're the one being hacked that another player is hacking you. So you have to go find where they're hiding and kill them.
Oh, wow. That's kind of interesting.
It'll just drop this in like almost seamlessly in the middle of the game. Like you'll get a notification that you could start this multiplayer segment just by pushing a button.
Very cool.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But like I said, nobody talks about it anymore. People have pretty much just forgotten its existence.
Yeah.
We got it for like $8. So.
Yeah, I got it for $8.
Oh, perfect.
But yeah, I like it. I'm pleasantly surprised by it.
Cool. Well, I've been kind of busy this week. So everything I've been kind of checking out, it has to be something that I can take with me, you know? And this week I'm going to talk about a handful of podcasts because we don't really talk about other podcasts on here.
There are what?
I know
there are no other podcasts.
Yeah.
This is the only one you can listen to.
This is the only one. That's right. But everyone in this room is pretty familiar with the McElroy brothers, right? Why did I study over their name? The McElroy brothers.
The McElroy family of entertainment properties.
Yeah, and they are really have been blowing up lately. For those of you who don't know, Justin, Travis, and Griffin McElroy are three brothers that do... their main podcast is My Brother and Me, which is an advice show.
For the modern era.
Yeah, they basically get emails and also take questions from Yahoo Answers.
The weirder, the better. Mm-hmm.
And just, it's a comedy show. They make fake, jokey advice answering the questions. It's a really funny show. And lately, they've been really expanding out into other shows and things like that. Like Adventure Zone, which is they do a D&D run through.
I campaign. Love the Adventure Zone.
Adventure Zone is great.
Yeah, it's a D&D game with them and their dad.
Yeah, and it's mostly comedy.
Yeah.
Like, they're just the worst players. Worst players and people.
Their dad is funny, too.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a funny guy.
Well, he writes comics and is a radio DJ, Dr. Curmudgeon.
Oh,
he writes for comicbook.com and does a lot of stuff. Yeah. What's his name? Dwight? No, it's not Dwight.
Dwight's is Justin's friend in Stuff I Bought at Sheetz.
That's right. That's one of their YouTube shows where they eat. Justin eats something at Sheetz, and his friend Dwight Slappy tries to guess whether
he liked it, or not.
But that's not. I mean, that's the premise of the show, but that's not really what the show's about. It's about them just goofing off.
And the last couple episodes have been really good.
They have been really good. Clint McElroy.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. But they've been expanding out even further from that. Have you guys checked out Rose Buddies, the one that Griffin does with his wife about The Bachelor?
No.
It's hilarious.
I heard an ad about it at the end of the last Adventure.
Oh, my God. It is the funniest thing. And, you know, I've never sat and watched an entire one episode of The Bachelor, but they go through and just talk about some of the crazier things that go on this season. It's an episode-by-episode companion. Apparently one girl this season is like a robot, basically. Her name is Kyla, and they refer to her as Kyla 001, programmed to be on Bachelor. And I guess the Bachelor was talking to a African-American contestant, and she mentioned something about how, you know, he's so cornbread and stuff. And Griffin took great offense to this. The Bachelor responded with, "I ain't that white." He is a white guy. Just for record. So, and they made an entire episode about how the dude is just the worst because of that. And you know, they've expanded, they have more shows. They do Sawbones, which is medical oddities, which is great.
It's a good show.
That's really funny.
Bunker Buddies.
I listened to Bunker Buddies for a while and I actually kind of dropped out on that one.
Yeah, I listened to one and I don't think I ever went back. I mean, yeah. It wasn't bad.
It was good, but it's all kind of the same thing.
I don't know. I kind of like watching Griffin's
Amiibo Corner.
Griffin's No.
Oh my God.
No, just the other ones where he's playing games with Travis.
You mean Justin?
Justin?
Yeah. Oh, the Monster Factory. Yeah, they've expanded out to YouTube as well. The Monster Factory for Polygon is pretty great. They take games that have character creators and make just the worst monstrous things. And one that looks exactly like Bart Simpson.
Yeah. I mean, it's just Bart.
From toe to tip. That's a Bart. go check that one out if you want to know what we're making jokes about.
Yeah. Monster Factory is great. And it's probably a great end to McElroy
shows. It really is.
It's not just like them making characters. It's also like trying to get the game to glitch something horribly.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they use the console commands and, like, just break everything. the Mass Effect one where they used
a mod that literally lets you tweak the shape of faces beyond what the game allows.
Yeah. And their newest podcast, Griffin, again, with one of the other guys from Polygon. Have you listened to Cool Games, Inc.?
Oh, yeah, Cool Games, Inc. is good.
Oh, my God.
It's really good. Yeah. I listened to it the other day.
They take pitches of video games from YouTube or from Twitter and then try to make – it's jokes.
Okay. Yeah.
They make a game around it. The first one was Grandma Wants It Al Dente, : Grandma Needs It Al Dente.
And it's
part Cooking Mama,
part Farmville. Well,
part Farmville
uses a smart glass where one person plays a Farmville-esque game to make the pasta.
To make the sauce.
The sauce. Why didn't you say pasta? Make the sauce. And then the other screen is like a roguelike where you are the pasta.
The longer you're in the pot and going through the dungeons, the stronger you get. But if you're in the pot for too long, it's no longer al dente. And grandma won't want it.
Yeah, and grandma will refuse to eat it.
Yeah.
And then when you leave the pot, then it's the boss fight against the grandma.
Who is also a shaman.
A pasta shaman.
Pasta shaman. Did you listen to the second one?
Yeah.
Yes. Cook for Cube. For some reason, they've both been cooking games. But no, the jokes for the second one was it's like a cooking game where you're told to cook everything.
Anything. Inedible objects.
Inedible objects, like a traffic cone or whatever. Yeah. And it's hosted by a poorly voiced Gordon Ramsay. And everything's good until about halfway through the game. And you're required to sign in with your Facebook and Twitter before everything starts. And everything goes good. And about an hour and a half in, Gordon Ramsay pops up and says, "Hey, you know, we have this great pot that you want to cook for.
Yeah, an upgraded pot.
And you're going to need, but you got to tell me some of the worst things you could ever say."
Yeah, yeah. What's the most racist thing you could think of?
Give me your best stink thoughts.
About one group of people.
So then you enter that in and you keep playing the game. And then after a while, Gordon Ramsay disappears and is transformed into a featureless cube called the Sin Cube. And every time you lose, it will release those awful things that you typed in.
To Facebook
and Twitter.
Social media. Yes.
Yes. What they call it? Social media suicide.
Social permadeath.
Social permadeath, yes.
Because they both sat there and said, "Okay, on the count of three, each of us is going to say a video game buzzword that's popular right now," and we're social permadeath.
Yeah, and these games aren't real, but they're just making jokes, and it's great. That first episode with Grandma wants an al dente, Grandma needs an al dente. Oh, fantastic! So yeah, and, you know, we don't plug other people's stuff very often, but I'd say go check this stuff out. It is just...
If you go to, McElroyShows.com,
something
it's
like
got
that.
Everything that
yeah,
they do.
Just phenomenal. And there are a lot of people who love that, like, celebrity types, like that, what's his name, the guy who does Hamilton, Lin-Manuel
Miranda.
Who's like a big name, like, playwright, and is constantly trolling Griffin on social media. And, did you see the two vines that he got of the celebrities doing the great job?
Great job, yeah.
Yeah, it was Carly Rae Jepsen and Tyra Banks.
Both people who Griffin likes very, very,
very
much.
Very much, yes. Just how excited he gets about America's Next Top Model, Boys in the House.
Boys in the House.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got to check those out. Other thing I've been doing real quick, again, something that I need to do, I've on the go, between the Super Bowl commercial for Pokemon and other things, the classic games being re-released, it's kind of been on my brain, and I've decided I'm going to go ahead and catch them all.
You're already almost there.
I'm almost there. I have all of them ready to go. I just have to, like, evolve them or breed them down to the lower levels or whatever. So I'm there. I have 634 at this point out of like the 709 or whatever you can get. Yeah.
At least until the next gen comes out, probably next year.
Well, probably. Yeah. Actually, I kind of have a theory about that. They've been pushing the Gen 1 stuff a lot lately, and Gen 1's really the only one that hasn't been remade with the new system. So I'm thinking the next game is going to be a return to, if not a remake of Red, Blue, and Yellow, it'll be
a return to Kanto.
Return to that map, maybe like
that'd be fantastic.
20 years later.
I would be super stoked on that.
And
didn't Pokemon Origins kind of do that a little bit? Like the anime,
yeah.
Yeah, but I don't care about the
anime.
I don't care about any Pokemon
Origins is really good.
I'm sure it is, but I don't care about any media outside of the games themselves. That the Pokemon games, the core games, are the only ones I care about. Anything else, I do not care.
Hey, Pokemon,
I don't want to hear about it.
Pokemon Snap was great.
Never played it.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure it's good, but I don't have the
merchandise. I don't have clothing. I don't watch the anime. I just want no mystery dungeons.
I don't like the mystery dungeons. I think
yeah, just give me the core games, the RPG part, and I'm good.
What about Honey Pop Pikachu?
I don't know what that is.
I'm making that up.
Yeah. I will say Great Detective Pikachu will be good if they get Danny DeVito as the voice of the talking detective.
I think it'll be good regardless.
Yeah.
I think it looks awesome.
Yeah. But along with that, for the new games, the Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, if you go to GameStop right now, you can get the original, like, uncatchable classic Mew. Like the
I wouldn't say it was not uncatchable.
Legally uncatchable. Yeah. It was like a prize to get, that was given away way back for like events.
Yeah, it was practically pre-internet, so you wouldn't know when it was going
to
show up or
yeah,
where.
You would just have to kind of guess. But you can get them now for the month if you just go into GameStop and ask them for it. Or like me, you know, look around for 20 minutes and then kind of go, oh, hey, do you have some Pokemon thing?
My niece is looking for it, and not me.
You laugh, but more times than not, when I've been getting amiibos, I say something about a fictitious relative that I'm looking for.
Oh, come on!
Listen, one time I was waiting for some toys, and I was called a very bad name by a very angry, irate person. And ever since then, I've been a little gun shy about buying children's toys for myself. Okay.
Don't let those mean old people keep you down.
Yeah.
Stay strong, brother.
Yeah.
Well, plastic crack.
It's okay. And I really only say that to the people working at the counter, you know, because I want to look cool. I roll up in my shades, my leather jacket.
These friggin' amiibo.
No, I don't even call them amiibo. I say these Nintendo toy things.
Oh, yeah. This is just sad.
You're okay. Hiding who you really are.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just making myself look cool in front of the cashiers who don't give a crap.
You know what? I'm gonna take a picture of your amiibo collection and I'm gonna send it straight to my friends at GameStop.
Fine. I don't care. The GameStop's here in town. They're my friends too.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm done. I'm done.
I have been playing a game.
That's good.
Awesome.
What game?
Rust.
Is that...
Aww. I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is. Oh, is that the one where you're assigned a body type and whatever? Yeah.
And gender and genitalia size?
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you do?
I'm in one of the biggest clans on my server.
Nice.
No, I mean down there.
Oh, the game randomly made me a big black dude. So I'm rocking. and I turned the pixelation sensor thing off because it was bugging down my system.
Sure it was.
It was. I had to mess with the graphics settings for like half an hour before I could get the game playable.
I have it and I can't even get the game playable no matter what I do.
I just have a better computer than you do, obviously.
Also, that game's a buggy mess.
Well, yeah, it's like an alpha version.
Yeah, it's in early access, and it has been forever, like everything else in early access.
But, my buddy bought me a copy because he was talking about it, and I was interested, and it was on sale, I guess, and he bought it for me. So, yeah, I've come to the conclusion I'm a terrible person. I have no qualms of just executing X random person because I want the stack of wood you have in your inventory.
So let me get this straight. Somebody bought you a game on Steam and you're playing it?
Hey, I played that the other night too.
Okay.
So,
Undertale?
Undertale, yeah.
Is it good? Do you like it?
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, where you at? I'm hijacking your Rust conversation for a second, but I want to know.
I keep dying.
Where?
Why?
Where am I? The last save point is at the mouse hole.
There's a lot of mouse holes.
Okay.
You didn't actually play it, did you?
No,
you
lied. I did.
We caught you in a lie.
No. It keeps putting me right before the really depressed ghost guy.
Yeah.
That's
still in the ruins?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I can't get out.
Why?
I keep dying. And then I get mad. And so I walk away and then I go to sleep.
Are you fighting people?
No.
I don't understand why it's hard.
It just keeps...
You must be doing something wrong.
Oh, don't be like that. That's the worst part of the Undertale fandom is you're playing it wrong. Have you seen people online say that you're playing it wrong?
He must literally be doing something wrong because it's not that hard.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right, buddy.
Don't feel bad.
Let's talk about Rust some more.
Yeah.
Love you.
I'm not saying you're making the wrong choices. Something in the mechanics must not be clicking.
I keep getting hit by the little bullets.
Well, then don't do that.
Yeah, the thing that Flowey says at the beginning about them being good, that's not true.
I know that.
Okay.
Let's talk about Rust.
We're derailing. Yeah, let's get back on there, man.
Just wait till we're off the air. I'll show you how bad of a person I am in Rust in real life.
I'm joking.
Sure you are. So anyway, I put a mine outside of a dude's front door.
Awesome. That is awesome.
That's cold.
We actually murdered the server so much everybody left and we had to change servers.
Wow. That's awesome.
Because we are like that stacked in like resources.
Oh, no.
Like Rust is like a survival game. Like,
yeah.
They're really hot on Steam is different survival games where they just dump you in the woods.
World.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you just gotta make craft stuff. It's like Minecraft crossed with DayZ.
Yeah.
Type
crossed
of thing.
With Mad Max, crossed with Ark, but without dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And with nudity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so far, as far as gender types go, it tends to be, I think it's just dudes. I have yet to see a woman in the game.
Huh. Well, probably because something weird will happen to you if you're a woman. You'll get taken hostage by...
Probably. Yeah.
But yeah, also, when you log out of the game, your body's still there.
Yeah, you just go to sleep.
Yeah, you can die.
Wow.
Apparently, I was asleep in the base, and I wasn't online, and a big firefight happened in our base, and they're surprised I didn't die. I didn't die.
Wow.
You just woke up like, what the heck?
Yeah, I woke up to like a bunch of like naked people.
Dead naked people.
It was like a bad party. But yeah, you got to find a lot of like stuff, like... You don't start off knowing how to make everything. Like, you have, like, a set things you can make, and then you randomly find objects in barrels and crates and stuff that have a blueprint on it that can teach you how to make whatever the thing is.
Mm.
So far, I got really excited for finding the plans for an incendiary rocket.
Nice!
But apparently they're garbage.
Uh-huh. Oh.
They don't even burn people.
Oh.
Thanks, Alpha. The one night I was playing at, like, really hardcore with my friend. There's a couple AI things, like there's some AI animals that roam around, and there's a helicopter that flies around that if you shoot it down, it can drop loot. And there's a plane, like a big old freaking plane that flies over, and it will randomly drop a supply crate from the sky. Well, it dropped it near our base, and so we're running down to go get it. And some naked dude just jumps out of the bushes, grabs it, and takes off across this river. We're like, so that happened. So we followed him and found his base. And it was just basically a big tower made of wood.
Nice.
And one of the guys in my clan, which were called No More Horses, apparently.
Okay.
Because the song plays in a Science of the Lambs.
Oh, like Goodbye Horses.
Yeah. You're Goodbye Horses. Yes, that's what it is. With Buffalo Bill. And
so there's a tuck feature in Rust.
If there is, I've yet to find it. Anyway, we find this wooden base, and one of the guys is like, hold on, I got this. I guess he like used to be a DJ or something, so he's got all this music loaded on the front on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can push a button, and your speaker, your whatever sound you put into it will go out into the game, so you can like talk to people like out.
Okay, yeah.
And starts playing Sunshine and Lollipops as he pulls out a rocket launcher and blows the whole side off this freaking base.
That's kind of rad.
And you see this dude fall out dead, and then like the other guys start trying to fight us, and there's like seven of us,
mm-hmm.
and we all have guns,
mm-hmm.
and he's basically got a crossbow that shoots sharp sticks. It didn't end well for him.
No.
Like, and when you get hit and you're laying on the ground dying, it makes the most horrible sound I've ever heard, like in a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's worse than when you kill a dog in a video game. That yelp. It's a person just laying there screaming.
Oh, God. Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, it's some dark, dark stuff. And I shot this guy in the back as he tried to run away. And he's just laying there screaming. And my buddy just walks up and just goes, bah!
Oh, wow.
Caps him. He goes, take all their stuff. If you can't carry it, just throw it on the ground or in the river.
Oh, wow. God. That is some draconian stuff right there.
Yeah,
man. That is
It's pretty. It's pretty intense, yeah. And you have to walk everywhere. There's no vehicles. I'm really sad. There's
you have to walk somewhere and think about what you've done.
Yeah, just you in the woods and the horrible things you've done.
You know what? I sleep just fine. I think there's something wrong with me.
All right, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we get back, we'll talk about some news.
Yeah.
And we're back. That was Toto's Africa that we played just because we wanted to.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Reasons.
Yeah, we don't need to explain it to you. It's our show.
You should get it. All right, yeah, let's get into the news here. So there was a Super Bowl.
That was the thing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
There was a sports thing. Yeah.
As it turns out, it's a good thing. They got the Nerd Overload bump. I think that they won simply because we put up a picture of Peyton Manning with a bat ears and a Batman cape last week. And I think that is what did it. So I'm taking this win. I don't know about you guys. I'm taking this win.
Anyway, let's call this segment Buttload of Trailers.
Yeah, there were a ton of movie trailers along with all the other commercials that we don't really want to get into. But the trailers. So let's just go right down the list and start talking about them. Captain America.
Honestly, I don't understand why they still call it Captain America. Just call it, I don't know, Avengers Civil War or Marvel Civil War.
Well, now, probably because Cap's going to die.
Probably, more than likely. You know what? Maybe we're seeing a lot of the scenes where everyone's together. There might be a whole like hour and a half where it's just Cap.
Yeah, it'll be like that SpongeBob movie where the trailers were the live action stuff and then that was the last 10 minutes of the movie.
That could be.
It's probably what it's going to be.
Oh, sure. Still looks good. It's interesting that they finally showed, like, the full, like, teams on both sides.
Yeah.
They showed Black Panther.
They showed Black
Panther. It's, like, the first time we've seen him, isn't it?
No.
Well, we've seen him running away from cops.
We've seen a couple, like, close-up shots, but
and one of them was him running away from cops.
Yeah.
Which is probably a bad idea, but we'll keep going. Yeah,
keep on trucking there. We also saw Ant-Man in the trailers, which we knew he was in the movie, but it was the first time he's shown up in the trailers for
his helmet was a little different, wasn't it?
Well, the theory is that he's been tampering with the suit a little bit, and we might actually see Giant Man in this.
Cool.
Because that was the climax. Did you ever see Ant-Man?
No.
Okay, well, I'm about to spoil it because it's been almost a year. the climax of it, he shrinks himself down too small, and he's like in a like a shrinking loop, like a logic loop of shrinking, basically. So he
Atomic.
So he flips like the battery upside down or something like that, and he starts growing. So it's like he accidentally discovers that he can also
the polarity
of
the neutron flow. Yeah.
So he basically just becomes
big again.
He learns how to become Giant Man. So we might actually see that as part of this movie.
Yeah, because Goliath, you know, fought in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that ended bad for him.
Well, yeah.
thanks, Ragnarok.
Yeah, yeah. But no, Captain America Civil War looks good. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, you know, because it seems to be taking a different spin from the comic Civil War, which is fine.
Which is fine, because the comic Civil War was not
great. It was not a good event, but there was a lot of good Spider-Man stuff in Civil War.
Mm-hmm. That's the one person we haven't seen in the trailers yet.
And I definitely think they're waiting to hold on to that little gem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we might not ever see him in the
until
trailer.
Until they see the movie. Yeah, I hope they don't, actually.
Yeah.
Spidey's like the one character I'm like super excited to see.
Yeah, the new take on him?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan or anything, but I am really stoked to see Spider-Man in this movie. I don't know why.
Well, it's because, you know, he's been on his own for so long.
He's been slumming it for a good while.
Yeah. It's just going to be great to see him with everyone else.
Yeah, so it'll feel like a more complete Marvel Universe again.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Speaking of crossover movies, we have Batman versus Superman.
I don't think it was a Super Bowl trailer, but there was a trailer that dropped.
There were a couple of them.
Oh.
Yeah, they were Turkish Airlines ads. Basically, it was like fly to...
It was like travel video.
Travel video,
travel
fly
commercial
to Metropolis and fly to...
Gotham.
And then they released one today, on Thursday, as well, like an actual final trailer.
Yeah.
looks better than it did.
Yeah, it's a better trailer than the other ones, but that's like...
Then again, Zack Snyder knows how to cut a good trailer. So, I mean, Sucker Punch was very much...
Oh, yeah. I remember like being like, oh, man, this movie looks like it might be really cool.
And, yeah.
Nope.
No, not even
Yeah, that
not
was
even
a...
close.
Oh,
I felt
God.
Bad for seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was super stoked about it, too. I wanted to like it.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw it in theater, too.
I saw that in theaters with previous co-host Josh, number one fan. Hey, buddy. No, we went and saw that, and it was not great. But anyway, Batman versus Superman. I'll see it. I don't think it's changed my perspective on it at all.
No.
It looks... The trailers look okay, look passable.
It was very much looked like polish on a turd.
Yeah.
To be super blunt.
Yeah. I don't like the Batman armor. I like that his eyes light up white, so he looks like the comics or cartoon.
The little opening in the newest trailer, in the opening sequence where they show Batman fighting a group of armed thugs.
It really
felt like Batman.
That
there.
Looked very Batman. And Jeremy Irons as Alfred was an inspired choice. I have a feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to kind of steal the show
a little bit
with it.
Of course.
And those Travelog videos, those are funny. Those were good. One was, the Metropolis one was hosted by Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And the Gotham one was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And it was cute. It was funny.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
A lot of the beginning of the Batman versus Superman trailer with all the Batman stuff was very Arkham City-ish.
Yeah.
Very inspired by the game, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Which, for all intents and purposes, is a kind of like what the mainstream version of Batman is now.
For the most part, yeah. Okay, X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh.
He doesn't look like Ivan Ooze anymore.
No.
I wish he looked more like Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I wish he had the deep voice.
Well, we do see the sequence where he starts growing, so
yeah.
I'm kind of hoping when he's big...
They give him the deep X-Men cartoon voice.
Yeah.
I am the Apocalypse.
This is the first time we've seen Psylocke is in this...
Seen her do anything. Yeah. She's been standing around in a lot of them. And, I mean, Olivia Munn...
Looks like... Psylocke.
And, you know, I haven't seen... I'm basing what I know of Olivia Munn based almost entirely on the G4, whatever, Attack of the Show. And a couple of other, like, smaller parts.
When she was on The Daily Show being awful.
I never thought she was the strongest actress, but, you know, she's been on... I haven't seen that show that she's been on, The Newsroom, the Aaron Sorkin.
I haven't watched that either.
Yeah,
I heard it's bad.
I heard it's good.
I've heard she's... Okay, pretty okay in it.
She was on the only role that she's done that I've really liked. Well, not liked, but thought was okay was when she was on New Girl.
Oh, yeah.
She was pretty good on New Girl.
Okay. So, you know, maybe she'll surprise us, or maybe Psylocke won't have a whole lot of dialogue. I mean, that's terrible to say, but I don't know.
She just seems like not a nice person.
She gives that air a big leap
for me to take, and I could be very wrong. But
I used to follow her on YouTube, and she would post stuff all the time, like when she like go to Japan for reasons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, most of the time she's drunk.
Yeah, the movie. But back to the movie itself. The movie itself looks fine. I mean, if it's still in the same vein as Days of Future Past First Class,
I thought Days of Future Past was great. So.
Yeah, Days of Future Past is definitely one of the stronger X-Men films.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think Jennifer Lawrence was going to be in the new one, but apparently
she is,
so.
And she's not blue for very long. She's mostly just Jennifer Lawrence. This is the last one. This movie is the last one that she and Fassbender have on their contract. And yeah. From what I understand, they are not going to renew like a lot of the other ones. Like McAvoy is probably going to renew because Professor X is a good role for him, I think.
Though I did see a picture of him with a shaved head, and he looks weird.
He has a weird shaped head. I agree. But,
Jennifer Lawrence is too big to do X-Men movies anymore.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. When First Class was made, Jennifer Lawrence really she hadn't done a whole lot.
No,
she was,
the Hunger Games movie, hadn't
that,
happened yet.
That movie was filmed. It was released after Hunger Games, but it was filmed
before.
She hadn't won like 50 billion Oscars.
Right, Fassbender hadn't really done
much
of anything.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I mean,
like, unless the next X-Men movie is about Mystique, like, she's not going to be in it.
Yeah, and that's, and you know what? That's fine. We can go ahead and take it from there and move on to another.
Showcase some other X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty.
You know what? Yeah. Give me a good Excalibur movie with Colossus and Nightcrawler and Shadowcat and Captain Britain.
Yes.
That would be great. And Psylocke, because Psylocke was
English. Part...
Although they might have to cast the new Shadowcat, too.
Oh, that's right.
Psylocke
is British.
Yeah.
We're going to have Olivia Munn trying to put on a British accent.
Oh, boy. Adds a whole other level of difficulty to
skip it.
So, do you think they'll get Ellen Page to come back to be Shadowcat?
No, God, no. Not in a million years. Well, at this point, they don't need to.
Yeah.
I mean, they've successfully swapped out one actor for another playing those roles. Like, in this movie, we're getting a Cyclops, we're getting a new Jean Grey. They've successfully changed out.
Well, this would be like the second time they've changed Cyclops. Because he's not the same guy from the first movie.
It's not James Marsden. Marsden. Those are two actors that have very similar names. James Marsden, who was on Buffy, and James Marsden, who was in X-Men and Enchanted, which is a good movie.
What movie?
Enchanted. Is it called Enchanted? It's the one.
Is that
with,
the one with Amy Adams?
It is the one with Amy Adams.
The live action.
That's a pretty good movie.
That's a live action really good Disney spoof movie.
Yeah.
I never actually sat down and watched it.
Very it's good.
Cute.
He plays.
Go for it. Yeah.
Marsden plays a stereotypical Disney prince. And he's just dumb. Just dumb as a box of hammers. It's great. Really good movie. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's going to be fine.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Is Hugh Jackman supposed to be in it? Because we haven't seen any Wolverine stuff.
No, Hugh Jackman. They're saying Hugh Jackman might have a small, tiny, tiny walk-on cameo in Deadpool, but that's about it.
So he's not like in Apocalypse at all.
Jackman has
Wolverine 3 is supposed to be his last one.
Wolverine 3 is supposed to be his last movie. I think Jackman's going to keep. I think he'll stop starring in X-Men movies, but he's going to continue to do walk-ons until he's
kind of like he did with First Class.
Until he's dead.
Yeah.
Until they do the Death of Wolverine story arc.
Yeah.
Old Man Logan.
Although I hear X-Men 3 might be, or Wolverine 3 might be Old Man Logan, which would
be fine.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It would confuse a lot of viewers, but it would be really cool.
Spoiler alert, I want to see some X-23.
That would be great.
Yeah.
X-23 would be great.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to some other movies. You know, we were talking about X-Men. We're jumping down through the list a little bit. Deadpool. We might as well talk about it. Deadpool's going to be great. Comes out. Well, by the time you're listening to this,
it'll be out.
It's already out. We've probably already all seen it.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it till Sunday.
Oh, you're not?
No.
See, I'm probably tomorrow sometime, hopefully. I'm hoping. But no, Deadpool looks great. They can't really show a whole lot on regular television.
Our one mutual friend went and saw it, and he says it's great.
Which mutual friend?
Josh.
Oh, yeah,
he got an early viewing like last week.
Yeah.
I've been reading some of the just kind of snippets of reviews people have been having.
Very polarizing, isn't it?
Yeah, they said. One person said it's basically a Deadpool comic. I must not like Deadpool comics.
I've heard that you're either 100% in or you're going to hate it. It's the Family Guy of superhero movies.
Uh-oh.
A lot of quips, a lot of non sequiturs.
Well, it's Deadpool.
I wonder if I'm going to like it.
See, that's the thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard it's very polarizing.
I've also heard, though, it's really enjoyable. It's not perfect, but it's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
And if is that what they do the least, I'm fine with it.
Yep. Speaking of which, they're already working on talking about a sequel for it.
Oh yeah. Which apparently the sequel is already fully written.
Yeah,
it was just basically waiting for the green light.
Yeah,
and the whole franchise with the Deadpool thing with Fox seems to be one big. It's done basically. They're just kind of tricking Fox to green light stuff,
pretty much.
Because I saw an interview with Ryan Reynolds, and he's like, I am like 70% sure I didn't leak that test footage.
So that means he totally leaked that test footage.
Yeah, basically to force Fox's hand.
Yeah. But no, the Deadpool 2, they were talking, it might have feature Cable, which is like a super, awesome. Another super 90s X-Men character who is
deep
like...
Cut.
Yeah, I feel like they would almost have to.
Yeah, and Cable is like the ultimate straight man to Deadpool's bouncing around and crazy.
Yeah.
And if that happens, we might see X-Force, which is like the super team. that yes. Cable led.
Oh, man. Well,
it was like paramilitary X-Men.
They were all assassins. Wolverine was in it. X-23 was in it. Psylocke was in it.
You're thinking about the newer version. The old original version had Boom Boom and Domino and Cable and Wolfsbane? No, not Wolfsbane. Cannonball.
Cannonball. And Deadpool appeared in the comics, but he wasn't a member of the team just yet.
Right. It was done by Robert Liefeld. I tell you what, the Rob would be someone I would love to interview. Yeah, I would love to interview Rob Liefeld sometime.
Shoot an email. Just see what happens.
I'm going to.
I mean,
Tweet.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to the Rob about stuff. It's great because he's so enthusiastic on Twitter. You know, have you ever seen his Twitter?
Mm-mm.
He is 100% down with everything. He is like the most upbeat, enthusiastic person in comics. I think
must be nice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, shoot his people an email. See what happens.
I'll do that.
I mean, the worst to say is no.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Deadpool, it's going to happen this weekend.
Yeah, that's happening. Independence Day 2.
Yeah. I never saw the first one.
What?
You shouldn't be surprised.
We need to keep a list. And
we need to get back on that podcast. I haven't seen that.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
You don't know when I say welcome to Earth, you don't have context for that?
I know through context what that is from.
Man, okay.
I just have not seen it.
Can you give a computer a virus, like a cold?
Like a cold virus.
Oh, man. Brent Spiner's in that movie and everything.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Is he going to be a con?
Yeah,
I got excited.
Yeah.
That movie's great. I had toys from that movie.
Yeah. Anyway, Independence Day 2 looks good. It looks like they've gotten most of the cast back except for Will Smith.
Yeah.
Which he said that he would have done if he weren't filming Suicide Squad.
If he weren't in a worse movie. Yeah. No, we don't know that. We don't know that yet.
But but Will Smith did say that he was upset to hear that the way they wrote him out was that he died at some point.
Oh, so he can't even come back.
There's no chance for him to come back if they do an Independence Day
3. I heard Brent Spiner comes back too, which is weird because I was under the impression that spoiler.
I thought he died in the first one too.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Who knows? But everyone else looks
great.
Maybe
he plays a ghost.
He might.
A force ghost.
Or show up in like pre-recorded tapes or something. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, that looks good. One I'm surprised about, Jungle Book.
Yeah, it looks surprisingly good.
It's got an amazing cast. It's ridiculous.
Really good cast. The CG looks really good.
Yeah, if you would have told me a live-action realistic movie with a bunch of CG animals was going to be good-looking, I would have told you you're nuts.
Yeah, you know, and I haven't really been down with a whole lot of the Disney live action stuff. Yeah. But
I haven't seen any of it.
This one might be good.
I've heard Maleficent's good.
Oh, I haven't seen Maleficent, but I would like to. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
There was Maleficent, there was Alice in Wonderland, and now Alice Through the Looking Glass, which essentially Alice in Wonderland was Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Yeah.
Like the story, anyway.
Yeah.
And Cinderella.
Cinderella. Mm-hmm. I want to say there was another one.
They're doing Beauty and the Beast.
With Emma Watson as Belle.
Yeah. That would actually be a really good one, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's good casting. But Jungle Book looks fine.
It makes me really want to see it.
Yeah. I didn't realize Bill Murray was Baloo, the bear.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think I had read it, but I kind of forgot about it. I think my brain went, well, I'm probably not going to see this movie, so I just kind of filed it away. But no, I'm excited, and I'm really wondering if they're going to have the music.
Yeah, is there going to be songs in it?
I don't know. There really wasn't really songs in the other live-action ones.
Did Cinderella didn't have any music? Oh.
Cinderella didn't have any music. The fairy was kind of sing-songy a little bit.
I imagine Baloo might be that kind of way in this.
Yeah.
Like, how could you cut the bear necessities out of Jungle Book?
Unless he just says the bear necessities.
In the original trailer for this live-action
movie. He hums it, right?
They kind of whistle it floating down the river.
Yeah, so that might be... And that's fine. If they tip their hat to it, I'm happy with it. That's fine.
Hey, maybe if this does well enough, maybe they'll bring in a live action Robin Hood.
Oh man, with the foxes. Yeah.
Well, I want live action Aristocats.
That would be live action Oliver and Company.
Oh, live action The Rescuers.
That would be rad. I don't care. That would be awesome.
Live action Great Mouse Detective.
Oh my, that would be
amazing. Where it's like a little mouse.
It's just get the cast from Sherlock.
Benedict Cumberbatch is Basil.
Yeah. Would it work?
It would be great. I love that movie. Seriously, it's one of my favorite Disney films. That and Robin Hood.
Yeah. Rescuers Down Under. I like
Rescuers. It's amazing.
It's better than Rescuers.
It really is. A lot of it, though, I think is technology.
Yeah, that's true.
It had a lot. The scenes looked better, mm-hmm. and the story was a little more grand,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I agree.
These are all Dark Ages Disney
They
films,
really are.
Too.
They are.
Like the Black Cauldron is dark. There's not even singing in the Black Cauldron.
That was the period. It was called the Dark Ages of Disney films, mm-hmm. like where all the movies are a little
sketchy, dark,
darker, and the style is a little sketchier than the other ones.
And I know this is not,
it's
this
about
is
the '70s.
Yeah, and I know this isn't an animated one, but the Black Hole fits in with that era as well. It's a live action space one.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's got a cute robot in it.
It has multiple cute robots, but and one scary robot, and they all end up dying at the end. Oh. It's a very dark ending.
Do you remember Pete's Dragon?
Vaguely.
They're remaking it.
That's fine. Super realistic Pete's Dragon.
Yeah, I barely remember the original movie. But it's that same vein as like a Shitty Shitty Bang Bang and a Mary Poppins.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
Shitty Shitty Bang Bang.
Thank you.
It did.
There was a trailer for the new Jason Bourne movie called Jason Bourne. They've stopped numbering them.
No, stop giving them weird names.
The Bourne Jason.
The Bourne Jason, yeah.
And Jason Reborn.
It looks like...
Born again Jason.
He becomes a missionary. Jehovah's Witness. There's an entire parody in there.
Yeah. It looks dumb.
You know, it doesn't look dumb. It just looks like more of the same.
Yeah, it looks like one of those movies. I mean, I haven't seen any of them, but they sure do all look the same.
If you've seen one Jason Bourne movie, you've seen pretty much all of them, I think.
Well, I think after the first one, it kind of loses its appeal of, he doesn't remember who he is, but he's a secret agent, and his body still has remembering it.
There's a lot of running and people in skyscrapers and some cars.
A lot of people talking angrily into cell phones.
Yeah.
Anyway. A weird one, yeah. 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to feel about this one.
I love John Candy. Not John Candy.
Not John Candy?
John Candy is dead.
Whoa!
No. Oh, God, I'm tired.
I'm sorry, you mean Chris Farley.
No. Other funny fat guy. John Goodman.
John Goodman.
God, John Candy, where did I go? I went back in time.
87?
I know, right? Spies Like Us?
10 Uncle Buck Lane.
John Candy wasn't in Spies Like Us.
No, he's not. Just cut all this out.
That's Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
That's right. Doctor. Okay. 10 Cloverfield Lane.
10 Uncle Buck Lane.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm out.
It looks interesting. The Cloverfield was good. It doesn't look like it has anything to do with the first Cloverfield.
I've never seen the first one, but I would like to because this looks good.
Yeah, it's the first one is Godzilla but shaky cam. But you're part of the crowd running away with a camera, mm-hmm. which is fine.
And little crab monsters.
Mm-hmm. I like Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yeah.
She's in this new one. That's cool.
Ramona Flowers.
She's a good replacement for Lizzie Kaplan, who was in the first one, who I'm also super into.
I don't know. With this new Super Bowl trailer, they do kind of have the sound clip of the Cloverfield monster at the end.
Yeah, that was cool.
So it kind of gives us a hint of, like, there is the actual connection somewhat weird. Like, the movie seems weird. Like, the movie almost seems like from the trailer, almost kind of like a Cabin Fever-esque kind of film.
Well, anyway, it has like that locked room kind
of.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are killing me today.
I'm sorry, Josh. It looks fine. I'm sure
I'll see it.
I'll see it when it's on DVD. that's what I'm probably going to wait for.
I like Cabin Fever a lot. That was a good movie.
That was a good movie. But that's pretty much all the trailers. There were some other commercials. Some of them were good. Some of them were kind of weird. The Doritos commercials were weird as ever.
Oh, wait. Which one had the dog monkey baby?
Puppy monkey baby?
Yeah.
Those are Doritos.
That was awful.
There's also the But It Gets Stuck in My Head. Puppy monkey baby. Over and over.
Man Bear Pig.
No, there was one that was a Doritos commercial. A woman was getting her ultrasound.
Oh,
and the guy was teasing the baby inside the stomach with a Dorito. And the the wife grabs the bag and throws it, and the baby, it cuts to black, and the baby like jumps out of her. You don't see it, you just hear it, and everyone scream.
I think that makes it worse.
It's a weird one.
They might as well have just made the baby alien out of her stomach. I mean, that's awful.
Yeah, that was kind of a rough one. They did have that Pokemon trailer. That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
It
was
cool that it wasn't advertising anything. There was no like specific game.
It's like, hey, remember Pokemon?
Yeah,
it's still around.
Still around.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it for trailers.
Yep. Yeah, let's move on to a little bit of other news while we have time. The Sonic movie.
Yeah, they're doing a Sonic the Hedgehog live action CG movie.
Garbage.
And my question is why?
I don't know. They said like Roger Rabbit, which seems like the thing to say now.
Yeah.
I mean, how many movies recently has it been like, well, it's like Roger Rabbit, like the Nicktoons movie.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, what's the point?
Who cares about Sonic anymore?
Yeah, Sonic's
it hasn't
time
been a good
been...
one in a long time.
Yeah.
They should have made the Sonic movie about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Which would have made it Sonic 06. Now that I think about it, that's...
Okay, they should have made it 20 years ago.
15 years ago, yeah.
Should have been right up there when the Mario Brothers movie was made.
I don't think Sonic existed when the Mario Brothers movie came out, did it?
Yeah, Sonic was around.
If it did, it was real early Sonic.
Yeah.
That's when he was real popular.
Yeah, it was real good.
Yeah.
Yep. All I know is that they need to get Jaleel White to do the voice like a cartoon. If they don't get Jaleel White, that's no good.
Yeah. They don't have me buying a ticket.
Way past cool.
No, I probably won't.
Chili dogs.
I probably won't see this in a theater.
I'm not even sure I'd download it illegally.
I'll be honest. if the trailers come out and it looks like an absolute train wreck, I will
100%
be there in theaters.
If it looks real bad, I want
to
see it.
It's either got to be really good or really bad for me to see this in theaters.
And it's Sonic the Hedgehog, so it'll be really bad. It might look really good, but it'll be really bad.
Oh, man. As long as if they mention anything about the chows.
Chili dogs
and
Chaos Emeralds.
Big the Cat. Giant CGI Big the Cat.
Yeah, like just how many of Sonic's buddies are going to be in this movie?
Oh, man.
Rouge the Bat.
Let's see.
No.
Fang the Sniper. Do anyone remember Fang the Sniper?
He's from the Game Gear ones.
And the fighting game.
Oh, yeah.
That one fighting game.
Sonic the Fighter.
Hey, do you remember when
Do
you remember when Sonic the Hedgehog had a racing game, but it was in cars and not running?
I do remember that, yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, I know, right? Ooh, maybe Shadow the Hedgehog will be in it.
Oh, I'll bet it will.
Make it edgy.
Yeah.
I would almost guarantee that he is in it.
Yeah, because that's what Sonic needs. Guns.
Yeah.
Guns and a motorcycle.
I've never played that game, and I want to so bad.
Shadow the Hedgehog?
Yeah, because it looks like such garbage.
It looks real bad.
What was the last Sonic game I played?
I played some Sonic Colors. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's pretty good.
The original Wii Sonic ones are not terrible, as long as it's not like the Werewolf or the Black Knight.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Sonic and the Black Knight.
Oh, man.
Again, what does Sonic need? Swords.
Swords.
God.
The scarf. Sonic Generations wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I've seen that. I haven't played it.
Honestly, I think the last great Sonic game I played was like Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Sonic Adventure games. I mean, they're not perfect, but they're good games.
Yeah. I remember the old Genesis ones where you had to plug in like the extra cart to get Knuckles.
Yeah.
That was a good gimmick.
Yeah.
That was a good gimmick. Didn't work all the time, but it was a good gimmick.
Sonic Pinball and...
Mm-hmm. Sonic Spinball.
Spinball,
that's what it was.
I like that game,
Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
All right.
Did you see Sony's been teasing the crap out of possibly a new Crash game?
Yeah,
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I'd be Crash all Bandicoot. About a new Crash Bandicoot.
You've been talking about that for a while.
Yeah, I've been jokingly talking about they should bring back Crash Bandicoot.
And it looks like it might happen.
Yeah.
Well, because he's like one of the early
he's one of the few
3D platformer progenitors that we haven't seen. Because, I mean, even not Ratchet and Clank. Banjo-Kazooie. I mean, Nuts and Bolts wasn't great, but at least they made one.
Yeah.
They tried.
every Sony press conference we watch, I always joke that they're gonna do a big Crash Bandicoot reveal.
Yeah.
He's like one of the few like icons Sony had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was like the mascot for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Laura Croft.
The first couple Crash games are great too.
Oh, yeah.
And they have great music. That Mark Mothersbaugh music is real good.
Yeah. It was back in the age of, like, you know, the good Spyro games and Gex the Gecko. And
Spyro, you mean that character from
Skylanders?
Skylanders?
Yeah, you know, that no one really gets.
Yeah.
Ugh, God.
You know what, speaking of old Sony games, do you guys remember Legends of the Dragoon?
Yes.
RPG?
Yeah, it was a great game.
Why didn't they make more of those? Because that was a really compelling storyline, and I loved the battle system where you had to time, it was like a time wheel kind of thing.
Yeah, I really like Legends of the Dragoon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
They should.
It's one of those rare PlayStation JRPGs.
Yeah, it's like I know they're trying to chomp at the style of Final Fantasy VII because it looks a lot like it.
Oh yeah.
But that was a good game.
I think you can get it on the Vita now too.
Well, first off, you have to have a Vita.
Yeah. Or a PlayStation TV. Well, you get those for like $30.
True. That's very true.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and wrap it up here. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com or on WZMOFM.com. I should probably pimp that every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, you can listen to the show live there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You can also find us over at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadwebsite.
You can email us with any questions or concerns at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet us tweets @nerd_overload and maybe even soon not have to keep them within 140 characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that when it gets a little closer to time, because I have opinions on that. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.